Microsoft is going to stop supporting older versions of Windows on newer processors. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Today's episode of Front Page Tech is brought to you by Fiverr. Fiverr makes it easy for you to get help in establishing your brand or business. You can use Fiverr to have others design logos, create video intros, end cards, animations, have professional voiceovers made, even get help with programming. The most amazing part about Fiverr? All of these services start at just $5, so you can add validity to your brand without the stress of paying thousands. Get started today by going to frontpagetech.net/Fiverr. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, another, that is you, except today, it's not just me, as it was last week, I have the lovely, beautiful Brian Shoup. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Doing my magic fingers?
Yeah, what were the finger dance? What was that for?
That was special my hello. Occasion? No, just normal hello. That's how I greet people.
Oh. Okay.
You don't even know me.
So last week, the shows were pretty long. This one is looking like it's going to be kind of shorter.
Let's keep it on the short end because I think I have a tendency to ramble. So
let's
prevent that. Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, Brian.
John.
Let's go into this. The first story is about WhatsApp. And this is something I didn't even know. Brian, did you know this was a thing?
Not aware, but I'm not a big user of it anyway, so.
True. So I guess WhatsApp was subscription-based, $1 for a year, 99 cents,
yeah.
Whatever.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Now, since there was a statement back in like 2012 where they basically said that they don't want to put ads within the app, which is cool.
Nice of them.
So now we're wondering how they're going to support the app because they're saying that it's now free. No annual subscription, nothing. It's now free, and they also promise to keep it ad-free, which, this is a decision that flat-out makes them lose a lot of money.
Well, I mean, we don't really know, like, the inner workings. I'm assuming because they made this decision, they have either a backup plan or they have revenue from another source coming in. I mean, they wouldn't just make it free, like, out of the goodness of their heart. You know what I mean? So,
well,
I'm sure.
Maybe what's happening is because, I mean, you have millions of people using this thing. Mm-hmm. So, you're automatically losing millions of dollars right there just by this decision. However, they did say that if you did pay the fee, you won't be getting a refund either. So, if you paid the fee, you can't be like, I want a refund now.
Yeah, it's a dollar. I mean, it's not that big of a deal anyway.
I'm just thinking because they're owned by Facebook, they can just make it free. I mean,
I'm sure that's what it is.
Messenger's free, and Facebook's whole thing is to connect everyone around the world all the time.
Yeah, so I mean, that would, I guess, fall under like they have some type of backup plan being that they're backed by Facebook, so
yeah,
not that big of a deal anyway.
Maybe they just don't need the money. I don't know. Maybe they can just make it free to get more people to use it.
That's kind of the idea, right? Is to get more users. I mean, it's only a dollar, but like that free is better. Free is 100% better than a dollar.
Yeah, it's only a dollar for you, but think about, you know, how much money that generates though with millions of people paying a dollar.
That is true.
So that's cool either way. If you use WhatsApp, because I know it's not extremely popular in the US, but it's one of the most popular messaging clients, period. I mean, outside of the US, it's super popular. So, there you go. If you want WhatsApp, you don't have to pay for it anymore. If you have never had it, now's your chance to go download it. And if you have had it, you won't get your money back, but you'll still get it for free.
That was great.
Brian, what's next story?
So, you know, the whole Apple Music thing?
Yeah.
Which I would think most people already consider to be inferior to Spotify, Pandora, pretty much all of them.
I would hope so, because it's terrible.
The only thing it really has over the competition is like the native integration with like Siri and things like that, which is very convenient. But otherwise, the radio choices and stuff are quite eh. It's no longer going to be free, and it's going to require a $10 a month subscription.
Yeah,
so
for Apple Music.
They're completely locking out any free anything. They're still going to have the 3-month free trial if you've never used it before, but man, what a terrible idea.
So this is iTunes Radio.
Yes, essentially.
iTunes Radio has been free. It's been ad-supported.
Yes.
But now you have to pay for Apple Music to get it. You have to pay $10 a month to get that bundled in, Apple Music, iTunes Radio together. Mm-hmm. The Beats 1 radio station will continue to be free, but that's it. The one where experts curate music and whatever, DJs, blah, 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 get the music for you. Whatever. Yeah. Beats 1 is bullshit. It's awful. But so is Apple Music.
It's like, how could they honestly, being that they have iTunes and all other things, how can they honestly not do it well? It doesn't make any sense to me.
That's what I've been saying. Like, how... They don't have to be the best, but you would think that it'd be decent because, I mean, the history that Apple has with music and iTunes and all that stuff, you think that they had this shit on lock. But specifically, like, discovery on Apple Music is terrible. Trying to get music to play from similar artists or similar genres is just, it's bad. It's not good.
No.
It's just not good. And I never found iTunes Radio to be all that good either.
No, I mean, I use it like a couple times just to try it out because I just got a new iPhone recently and I figured, oh, might as well, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah, it's not that good. I mean, you were able to get it, of course, ad-supported. When you paid for Apple Music, there was no ads or whatever, but this is just like outright, you're done. You don't use it anymore for free.
Yeah.
You gotta bundle it with Apple Music.
Which is really funny because if Spotify did this exact same thing, I would absolutely still pay for it. Because they're like, you know, great.
Spotify's good.
You know, I actually learned something really interesting. This is just something I found out.
What'd you learn?
So, like, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but I have. Certain artists are not on Spotify.
Are like, not on Spotify, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and then, but they are on Pandora. So I was like, well, what's the disconnect? Maybe Pandora paid them? Because I was curious. I want to listen to Tool specifically. There's no Tool on Spotify.
Okay.
They're on Pandora because Pandora is essentially a radio station. So they pay, like, to regulate, they pay, like, the right amount of fees to, like, the certain companies or whatever to have access to music. Wow. Yeah. So no one can actually refuse to be on.
Well, Pandora. Because, I mean, Spotify is different. It's on demand.
Exactly. And that, like, is all voluntary from the people who are making the music or at least, in control of what happens to it.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. I didn't know that was really that big of a distinction, but it's all in, like, the fine print.
Huh.
All in all, I'm just summing up. I'm sad the Tool's not on Spotify. So that's pretty much it.
We're all sad for you, Brian.
Yeah.
You.
What is the next story,
Mr. Prince? Candlelight vigil, I think. Microsoft has come out and said that they will not support Windows 7 or Windows 8 on newer hardware, on the new processors coming out. So if you buy a new PC with a new generation processor in it, that's it. Windows 10 is your only choice. They will not support any older version of Windows. Just that's it.
Right.
That's that. They just will not do it. Now, we've seen that Microsoft is really, really pushing Windows 10, like, to get everyone upgraded. And I guess for good reason. I mean, they're taking a different approach to Windows 10 and trying to keep everyone updated when it comes to security or just the new software in general. Everyone is staying updated. Everyone's on the same thing. Adoption's been pretty good as it is, but they have been pretty, like, pushy when it comes to upgrading.
Yeah.
If you haven't upgraded, they're pretty much hounding you every day to upgrade or reminding you, like, hey, you're Windows 10, you can do this. To me, this is just another it's another one of those steps that's very obvious. Like, they're just going to force people to stick with Windows 10. And if people are used to buying new PCs and then downgrading to Windows 7 or something,
yeah,
not going to be a thing here. Brian, what do you think?
It's a really weird decision, but I get it. I mean, I think they want to just basically limit like the extra work involved keeping the older operating systems updated. I mean, it makes a lot of sense from that point of view because why? I mean, they want everyone on Windows 10 just to kind of get rid of that fragmentation, and it's kind of similar to what Google's doing. So
yeah,
it's a really good move, like pushing the micro updates and things like that. I mean, my PC's like updating like every week or so, and I appreciate that because I don't know. Back in the day, it always felt like you were stuck with what you had until a service pack came out.
Yeah.
and then it's like, oh, okay, this really helped, or oh my god, it's all gone.
And then you have to wait, yeah.
Exactly. So I'm okay with it, but I also really like Windows 10.
Really smart move from Microsoft, but there's going to be a lot of people that are pissed off, probably.
Oh my god, yeah, because people swear by using Windows 7 or, you know, likewise.
Yeah, and then, there's stuff that Windows 10 can't do very well yet, and it's really like weird specific stuff, like stuff that we're doing. I have really weird issues with Windows 10 when it mm-hmm. comes to producing stuff all the time, which is like really weird minor things that build up, but like, that doesn't stop me from recommending Windows 10. I still really like Windows 10, best mm-hmm. version of Windows yet. I believe everyone should be on Windows 10, but like I said, there are people that have very specific needs for what their OS needs to do.
Right.
And sometimes I have a problem here and there with Windows 10.
You know, it's interesting. We don't really, I guess, participate in like the Mac side of you know, computers and things like that. So yeah. And they're not really in the media that often, but I don't feel like anyone ever criticizes new like OS 10 releases. You know, as much as they criticize new copies of Windows.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I guess I don't see much of that in the news either. I mean, there's definitely like bugs that always come out and then that need fixed and stuff. But like,
yeah.
I don't see anyone complaining about upgrades and like, no, I want to go back.
It seems like it's
need to downgrade.
Exactly. It seems like people are pretty like okay with it. Like people on the new ones. Like every time it comes out, you know, it's very like flip flop the other direction. It's very like supportive, which I'm curious why that is. Yeah. Really.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. We talked about WhatsApp earlier, you know.
Uh-huh.
I want to let you know that the poll of the week on the website this week actually has to do with what platform you use most to message. So, there you go. WhatsApp was number one in the poll. Facebook wow. Messenger, Google Hangouts, Skype, BlackBerry Messenger, Viber, Telegram, Line.
I use that one.
Standard text messaging, SMS, you know. So, we're curious. Frontpagetech.net is where you can take the poll of the week. But that is that. I believe that's the end of the show. Is that it?
That was pretty snappy.
Are we
yeah.
done?
Yeah,
that was pretty quick. In and out. Brian, thanks for being on the show again.
Anytime.
Does that mean you're going to be on Wednesday?
All the time. Yeah. That's pretty much 100%. Yeah.
Okay. If you found us through iTunes or any other service, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/frontpagetech. And if you're watching us, you can find us on your favorite podcasting platform by searching frontpagetech wherever you listen to podcasts. Okay. That's it. If you liked it or anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below, and we will see you on Wednesday. Bye.
Goodbye.